Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 5th of June 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.14 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15. Thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. RAOTC News. Monthly broadcast for June. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 6th of June 2022, over three of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night if you are listening on Sunday. Ian, VK3JS, announced that this will be his last official broadcast reading for the RAOTC. Ian subtitled this month's offering as Something Old, Something New. Alexander von Humboldt is sometimes regarded as one of the forgotten men of science. He was a German polymath, geographer, naturalist and explorer. He travelled extensively in South America and Russia. Humboldt's magnum opus was the five-volume Cosmos. He explained the interconnectedness of all the world's properties and life forms. He is said to have heavily influenced the thinking of the young Charles Darwin. The second article describes discoveries made by Australian archaeologists in the Middle East. Satellite images reveal ancient superhighways that traverse the Arabian Peninsula, connecting oases and pastures. According to evidence, they were made by Bronze Age Arabians around 4,500 years ago. What is light? The final article examines early ideas by Newton and Huygens, then onto studies of electricity and magnetism and the relationship between the two conducted by the likes of Maxwell and Faraday. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday local time over the VK7RAA network in the north, VK7RAD in the Hobart area, or about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Alveston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR, 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The date again is June the 6th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. That comes 73 from Peter, VK7PD. Non-commercial for sale, giveaway or wanted. To give away, Bob, VK7RF, has the following item to give away. One only 2.7 metre prime focus fiberglass dish with frame suitable for pole mount. All you have to do is take it away. Please contact Bob on 0428 318 625. That number again, 0428 318 625, or email vk7rf at wia.org.au. Thanks and 73 from Bob Reed, VK7RF. And VK7RD. VK7 Hamfest News. Biennial Myena Hamfest. The Myena Hamfest 2022 is being held on Saturday the 19th of November. It will be held at the very well appointed and heated Great Lake Community Hall at Myena in the Central Highlands of Tasmania. We have all amateur radio clubs in VK7 involved in the organising group to promote this as the preeminent biennial VK7 Hamfest. Do you have any ideas to make the Hamfest an even better event? Would you like to see something in particular at the Hamfest? Let us know at vk7arnews@gmail.com. We are talking about with many suppliers to try and get them down and bring lots of goodies. There will also be pre-loved tables available. Barbecue lunch will also be available for purchase, and a raffle with some very nice prizes will also be on offer. Mark it in your diary and make it a day out in the Highlands. And that's more details as they come to hand from the Hamfest organising group. QSL News, report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 27th of May 2022 is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman was recently asked what the standard size of a QSL card should be. Amateurs are asked to keep the size of QSL cards to a single page within the ITU guidelines of 140mm by 90mm. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. At 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. A quick roundup of the previous week's NTARC happenings. Firstly, the technical night at the club rooms on Wednesday evening saw a hardy cohort braving the cold weather. For a brief rundown, it's over to Idris. And he says, on Wednesday night, session started with the arrival of Peter VK7KPC, who quickly had the urns on and the fire burning. Normally, he would have settled himself in the radio shack to participate in the co-occurring test net and test tech net being hosted by Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, but not tonight. He withdrew to the chilly main hall. Later, he was found ensconced in the midst of military radio memorabilia, starting with PRC-74 and PRC-64 transceivers and an assortment of Morse code keys from desktop-operated units, keys integrated into transceivers, plus various keys which strapped onto your thigh for operation. There was a long wire antenna for 80 metres attached to the PRC-74, which was draped and round and wound its way around the hall and was tuned to the test net frequency, which was well underway. The antenna wire came stored on a standard military issue 8mm metal film spool from back in the days when there were 8mm film movie cameras. The reason for Peter's setup? He was contributing to the Reist DATV Experimenters Night, which was going live to air in Hobart and streaming on the Reist YouTube channel. And you guessed it, Peter's speciality is military Morse code keys. All went well with the rest of us watching the stream from the warmth of the heated clubroom. While on a military theme, Ross brought in some old, as in black and white, photos of some portable, well, maybe transportable would be a better description, 2 gigahertz microwave links, consisting of what appeared to be 2 quick erecting towers of about 5 metres, each with a 2 metre or so dish, one for send and receive, and the other receive only, combining for space diversity reception, plus one large truck full of Collins equipment, a far cry from what is assumed to be used with the technology of today. Idris VK7ZIR brought in an antique valve tester from the 1940s, made in Australia by Pattern Electrical. Ross VK7ALH has taken this one under his wing as it is in need of some restoration. The other item was a Japanese broadcast and HF communications receiver in excellent condition made by Electronic Industries Limited, i.e. EIL, type HCR62 from the 1950s. As usual, a very enjoyable evening. Thank you, Idris, for the update. We almost felt guilty knowing Peter's presentation was being conducted in a particularly icy cold scout hall. I'm not sure how many words or maybe letters per minute he could key under these conditions, hi-hi. The other notable event happened on Thursday night. With PWK7PD's input, this is a brief summary as to why all those strange noises were heard on the VK7RJG FM repeater. Those of you who regularly listen to the VK7 broadcasts would have noticed that there's been a slow scan TV group operating in the Hobart area for some time via the Queen's Domain repeater VK7RAD. This all happened at the suggestion of Richard, VK7ZBX. The question arose, why not form a Northern SSTV group and use the underutilised repeater VK7RJG? So, on Thursday, June the 2nd, five Northern amateurs formed a net sending SSTV over VK7RGG on 438.55 MHz FM. After some teething problems, all exchanged high-quality pictures. Participants were Andrew VK7DW, Phil VK7ZPD, Colin VK7ZCF, Graham VK7KT and Peter VK7PD. Images were also viewed by Michael VK7MD in Burnie, and VK7RAA was used as a liaison channel. Phil has also set up an SSTV thread on the NTARC Discord page. It includes a screen grab of some of the Thursday night's activities. He has suggested incorporating SSTV into the Wednesday night TechNet and showing it at the NTARC clubrooms. The net started at 7:30 p.m. local time. The intention is to hold an SSTV net every Thursday night, and when VK7RAF is repaired, the Hobart group has offered to migrate to it so Northern amateurs can exchange pictures with Southern members via the link to VK7RJG. The advantage of SSTV is it can transmit high-quality still pictures over a voice channel. Any station equipped for digital mode, such as FT8, can use SSTV by simply downloading free software, such as MMSSTV. So keep listening and hopefully watching. These SSTV images should be available on the NTARC website under blogs shortly. I personally had no trouble decoding and viewing images on my iPad using CQSSTV, which is available from the Apple App Store. I simply held the iPad close to the speaker of my handheld receiver while decoding the images. Now to the Myena Hamfest in November. Are there any NTARC members that would be willing to donate time on the day or for preparation of the upcoming Myena Hamfest? Please, please contact the secretary or any board member and make yourself known. Any assistance will be greatly appreciated by all amateurs for this worthwhile event. Mug order. Yes, we are talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you would like one, then please see Andre at coffee meetings or the technical night. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@ntarc.net to confirm the order, and anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events, Testnet and TechNet. Wednesday the 8th of June, Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The next club technical night, Wednesday the 15th of June, will be a presentation by Malcolm White, past CEO of TASTAFE and currently Chair of Governance at the Royal Flying Doctor Service. He was a licensed amateur at an early age and is also an aficionado of CW. The presentation will be on his association with Ray Norton, VK3ATN, at the time of Ray's pioneering Earth-Moon-Earth achievements in the 1960s on the 2-metre band. All NTARC and non-club members are welcome to come along. This presentation will commence about 20:00 or 8 o'clock. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73's from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Repeater news, VK7RAF update. Several weeks ago, the Mount Faulkner repeater site north of Hobart was hit by lightning, which took out the high-voltage transformer nearby and put most of the radio equipment there off the air. This included VK7RAF. It is a little difficult for me to get to the site to repair it since I moved to Queensland, so two Hobart amateurs have offered to go up and carry out the repairs. It's been hoped that this would have occurred a couple of weeks back, but with a bit of luck, by the time you hear this item, the repairs would have been carried out. Whilst there is an old saying that if you want a job done, ask a busy man, sometimes people have higher priorities than fixing an amateur repeater, so this job has had to wait in line for an appropriate time. The power supply that we use is an expensive commercial type with lots of protection. We have had several incidents in the past of lightning taking our system off the air, and it is usually only required the power supply to be reset. However, a spare supply is in Hobart, just in case. That's 73 DeBrian, VK7RR/4. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REEST, June presentation night. Marine Scientific Electronics, an insight. Our June presentation night will be held on June the 22nd, 2022. It will focus on marine and scientific electronics and many of the techniques used in this fascinating area. Our presenter is Kim Brigg, VK7KB, from the Australian Antarctic Division. Kim will bring along with him many pieces of equipment that have been created at the AAD for many of the experiments the division has undertaken over the years. The presentation will get underway at 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there. 73 from the REEST Committee. Rebroadcasts on VK7RAD. Whilst VK7RTC is out of action, Harry VK7HXT has volunteered to put the Sunday broadcast rebroadcasts on a Tuesday night at 8 p.m. and the RAOTC broadcast on the first Monday night of the month at 8 p.m. on VK7RAD. Harry looks forward to your callbacks. That's 73 from Harry, VK7HXT. Training and assessments. REEST's next foundation licence training and all licence assessment day is next Saturday, the 23rd of July, 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REEST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or email assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the REEST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REEST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REEST Facebook page events for further details. At 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Gary, VK7JGD, who took us through the features of the Yaesu FT897. This is the 100-watt version of the FT817 with built-in batteries, DSP and a range of other features. Built from 2002 to 2016, the model on show was from 2007, HF, VHF and UHF coverage. To charge the nickel metal hydride batteries, a charger is required and plugs into the DC power cord and into the battery socket. On batteries, the transmitter drops to 20 watt maximum. Gary has done a range of repairs to his FT897, including the replacement of the front panel electronics due to the display lines issue, and the replacement of the three IF filters. Justin VK7TW also went through the repair of his, including the replacement of the EEPROM and the CPU to resolve the memory issue. Gary then took the audience through the aftermarket meter that mimics the meter in the radio in a large analog radio. Gary went through some of the common configuration elements on the FT897, including the extended menu features, colour display, ABC programmable buttons and more. Gary then went through some questions from viewers. Huge thanks to Gary. We will get Gary back in the future DATV night to continue his FT897 configuration presentation. We then moved to a Zoom session with Peter VK7 KPC and Launceston in the NTARC Club Rooms. This was part of our occasional series on notable Morse code keys. Peter showed 5 military leg-mounted Morse code keys, and these included number 9, and Peter demonstrated it strapped to his leg, from Peter's PRC-74 set, a J45 mounted on a leg strap, and Peter demoed the key, Klansman Radio 1960s vintage key leg-mounted key, PRC-F1 Australian 1970-80s vintage key, and Peter showed the PRC-64 HF radio with a key built into the radio front panel. Then Justin showed 3 leg-mounted Morse code keys from his collection, a number 9 ZA0937 similar to Peter's first key, a ZA29007 with a strange 4-pin socket and plug that switches the transmitter and the carrier, and an American J45, which is a J37 copy, military KY116U in original packaging. Thanks to Peter for being on our DATV night and bringing along his transceivers and Morse keys. Justin then outlined some of the interesting WSPR stations he has recently received using the new small 160-metre vertical antenna, AG0X, at 15319 kilometres, 25 whisper contacts, and W1CK at 12,843 kilometres, 27 whisper contact. Justin then quickly showed a Galena crystal that will feature in next week's program. We finish by reminding our audience of next week's show, which will include an interview with Warren, VK7WWN and VK0WN from Casey Station, a review of AR Magazine and a crystal radio using the Galena crystal. Why not come up and see what we get up to? We will be streaming the night on the Reist YouTube channel. We go out on RF at 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channels. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Technology News. Homebrew Radio Telescope Bags Pulsar. When one mulls the possibility of detecting pulsars to the degree that one does, thoughts turn to large dish antennas and rack upon rack of sensitive receivers, filters, and digital signal processors. But there's more than one way to catch the regular radio bursts from these celestial beacons, and if you know what you're doing, a small satellite dish and an RTL-SDL dongle will suffice. Granted, Yob Gaino has had a lot of experience exploring the radio universe. His website has a long list of observations and accomplishments achieved using his JRT, or Yob's radio telescope. The instrument looks like a home brewer's dream, with a 1.9-metre satellite TV dish and precision and azimuth elevation rotator. Behind the feed horn are a pair of low-noise amplifiers and bandpass filters to massage the 1,420 MHz signal that's commonly used for radio astronomy, plus a Nulek Smart SDR dongle and an AirSpy Mini. Everything is run via remote control, as the interference is much lower with the antenna situated at his family's farm, 50 kilometre distant from his home in The Hague. As for the pulsar, bloodlessly named PSR B0329+54, it's a 5-million-year-old neutron star located in the constellation of Camelopardalis, about 3,500 light-years away. It's a well-characterised pulsar and pulses at a regular 0.71452 seconds, but it's generally observed with much, much larger antennas. Yobe's write-up of the observation contains a lot of detail on the methods and software he used, and while the data is far from clear to the casual observer, it sure seems that he bagged it. We've seen quite a few DIY radio astronomy projects before, both large and small, but this one is really impressive with what it has accomplished. And that's written by Dan Maloney for Hackaday Web eZine. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA WWFF crew meeting Monday and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Intark Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. Intark TestNet and TechNet, Wednesday the 8th of June, TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 on Thursday, commencing at 09:30 UTC, that's 2030 local, Northwest Tassie 2m DX Net, 144.190 USB. Reist Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Reist WAGs, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVBTRF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Events. Intark, 15th of June from 8 p.m. Malcolm White presentation on Ray Norton, VK3ATN, 1960s Earth, Moon, Earth, EME Achievements, Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Reese, 22nd of June, Marine Scientific Electronics with Kim Briggs, VK7KB, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. VK7, 19th of November, VK7 Myena Hamfest, Great Lakes Community Hall, at Myena from 10 a.m. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, Intark and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 180 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, UHFCB channel 15, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflected 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RAD in southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to I Have Just Missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group's IO group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day, 73, and stay safe from Idris VK7ZIR.